Okay. Fine. So what we're doing here is the sugya of Ein Shleach HaDvar Avera. And this should keep us busy for a little while, a few weeks at least. Okay, there's a lot of stuff on here. Okay, and there's a Gemara here, there's a Gemara above Metzia. And it's interesting. There's some Rishonim. So let's see. So let's just, I guess, review what we have up until here. Okay, so far the main ideas that we have. Did you fill them in at all?
No.
Okay, fine. So far we have the main ideas. You have this thing called shlichus. Okay, and the way shlichus works is it only works sometimes. Okay, so where does it work? So in the Torah, you have the first source Shema represents is by Gerishin. Gerishin, that you can marry, get divorced with a shliach, carries it over to Kedushin with a Hekesh. Then you have another limud, in theory, by Truma, that you can be Mafresh Truma with a shliach. Then it has by Karban Pesach, that you could have a shliach, do a shechti Karban Pesach, a shchitas Pesach. Fine. And then, basically, it kind of... It's a binyanav from there that you learn out from these, so it works by Kenyan and Mominus. You basically start extending things from there. Okay, because there's a binyanav that, that if it works by Kedushin, then it ends up saying, since it works by Gerishin and it works by Kachim, so then you'll know it also will end up working by Chuma, because whatever, binyanav. Mishnah Ksuvim. Fine. So the basic question is, what's the idea? Okay, because the question now is going to turn. These are by mitzvos that is working by all mitzvos of a certain type. The question is going to turn to, what about by averos? If I get a shliach to do an avera for me, does that work? Okay. So the basic idea, I guess, just to pull away, what do we have? What's our main idea by shliach? So when does it work? When doesn't it work? So for instance, the Tosus Rid we did. He says it doesn't work by tefillin. You can't have a shliach put on tefillin for you. On himself, that is, right? Or you can't have a shliach sit in the sukkah for you, or eat matzah for you, or what he calls, like, I guess, mitzvah shebegufo. Can't take a lulav for you. So yet, you could do kedushin and gerushin and truma and shechitas pesach. So what's the deal here? So we said is that there's two kinds of mitzvahs. That there's a mitzvah, or two types of, I guess, maisa mitzvah. There's a mitzvah where the maisa is and ends in its own right. Okay, which means... the Torah wants you to do this action. You physically, your guf, that you do action X. That's the mitzvah. You must take a lulav. You must hear a shofar. You must put on tefillin. You must eat matzah. Okay, the Torah wants you to do this action, to be involved in this action, where the emaisa, the asiyah itself, is the end. So if that's the case, you can't have a shliach do that for you, then you're not doing it. The mitzvah is for you to do it, and then... If you have a shliach doing it, then the shliach's doing it, not you. Okay, that's fine. But then you have a mitzvah where the maisa is like a means. Which means that, for instance, let's say in Truma. So in Truma, the mitzvah of Hashfrosh's Truma is not to do a maisa of being mafresh Truma's maisos. It's not... to do the action of picking up the produce and saying this is truma. That's not the mitzvah. That's not the essence of the mitzvah. The essence of the mitzvah is that you're a mafresh, that you have produce, and your mafresh, a portion of it is being designated l'kohen, or l'Hashem, l'kohen, right? Through the kohen. So it's the effect. The essence of truma is the effect. Now, of course, the effect has to be related to you, and that's the role of Maisa. Maisa means is, how does it get to become Truma? Through your Maisa. So in other words, you need a Maisa, and it has to be your Maisa. You can't just have a random guy do it, because it has nothing to do with you. So in other words, you need a Maisa to bring about, your Maisa to bring about the effect, and thereby relate the effect to you. So therefore the effect is Ola for you. It's your Truma. Okay, or similarly, for Pesach, it's your carbon Pesach. Your Pesach must be a Nikrav. Pesach must be a Nikrav. Now, how is it Nikrav? The Torah doesn't need you to do the Maisa Shchita per se, but it must be that your carbon is a Nikrav, and you are the cause of that Hakrava. You have to be the Makrav. So you're the Makrav through Maisa Shchita. But the essence is that it's a Nikrav. That it's a Nikrav. Ah. So, or by Gerishin also, the essence is that she's sent away. she's sent away. Now, of course, you need to do the action of sending her away. Is that which makes her sent away? You need to do Maisa Mitzvah. So in those mitzvahs, the Maisa is a means to bringing about the effect, whatever the effect may be. So the thing is, in those types of mitzvahs, there's an institution of shlichos. What shlichos means is that since the whole role of the action is to relate a certain effect to you, so you have this institution of a shliach, where you could be memane a shliach, you have a minu shlichos, where you define him as your subordinate, as your shliach, and then he is acting on your behalf, and with the action which he does is ola for you. It's attributed to you, because he's acting on your behalf. There's the effect that he's bringing about is not his own effect, but it's bringing about an effect for you, because he's acting for you. So since there's a mina shlichos, and he's doing the action, that action will register, that will be defined as your action. But again, that's only possible where the role of Maisa is to bring about an effect and to relate it to you. By a Maisa where the essence is the Asiya itself, that's not going to work. This gets a little complicated. Okay, so now the question is going to be, so now that you told me you have this universal thing called Shliach, which means that when you have an action, which is whose role is, the essence of the thing is to bring about an effect, the Torah set up a mechanism called Shliach, and this mechanism is that someone else's action could be attributed to you, could be attributed to you. So now it says, so what about this case? So it says, we're on Daf Mem Aleph Mabez? No, Mem Bez. Halfway down the page, the last word on the line is Ditanan. V'hod Ditanan. Hashaleach has a be'era b'yad chere shote v'katan. Potter b'dine adam mechaye b'dine shamayim. So if you send, so let's see Rashi. No. Okay. So what's be'era? Isn't there this whole question? Is that a fire or is it means an animal? Is it different? They didn't do Baba Kama lately?
Fire?
Okay. So you send the fire in the hands of a chershot of a katan. So you're potun din eodam chayv din eshamayim. So, but, shilach bi'ay pikeach, pikeach chayv. So again, so if you send it a chershot of a katan, so they're not a shliach. There's no shlichos for them. So you're potter. But din eshamayim, you're really the cause. I mean, you're the one. It's because of you that this thing happened. You just gave them fire. But if you send it in the hands of a regular guy, okay, normal, healthy person. So he's going to be chayiv. He's chayiv. He's the one who burned down the field, not you. So it says, "Vamai nemo shlichos shaladim kamosa." So why don't you say that there's shlichos, that he's your shliach, and therefore you're the one who's going to be chayiv, not him? Okay. So how would that work according to our logic? Yerashi, yischayiv sholcho velo hashliach. Right. So see, good. Is that it's not the action of lighting the fire, which is the idea. The idea is it's hezek. So the hezek is a certain effect that his field is burned down. And the question is, if there's a hezek which is related back to you, if that effect is attributable to you, then you're chayev. So that could be attributable to you through your action. Or if you set up a shaliach and he's doing an action on your behalf, so he's doing the maisa, the asiyah of lighting a fire, but it's attributable to you. So the effect of the hezek is attributable to you, and should be attributed to you according to the logic of shlichos. So why don't you say that? Okay, so that's the question. So the Gemara says, this is a good question, makes sense. So the Gemara says, shiny awesome. De ein shliach l'dvar avera. Okay, so no, you don't say this because ein shliach l'dvar avera. De amrinon, why not? De amrinon, divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomim. Because we say, if one has the dvarim of a rav, and then versus the dvarim, the command of a talmud, who are you going to listen to? Obviously the rav. And therefore, somehow, I mean, it's a funny type of an argument, but therefore, shlichus doesn't work. Okay, Rashi. Ein shliach, what does it mean, ein shliach l'dvar aveira? Ein shliach choshev shliach l'dvar aveira. Okay, a shliach is not considered a shliach regarding aveira. She yischayev sholcho. In order to be mechayev, the sender. Ela harehu keosa me'elav. Rather, it's as if he's doing it on his own. Okay, it's as if he's doing it on his own. Rashi is pretty wordy there. It's a question of what he has to... We understand what it means, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, no? It doesn't mean there's no Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. I mean, what's he... I mean, I don't know. I think it would be nice if we could see... I don't know. It's a little bit wordy, no?
You
listen
to
it, Rob. Oh, okay. Yeah, no. So Stefan, so leave Rashi alone for a second. So you're saying, why don't you say Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? It's because, let's say you have a Dvar Aveira. So you're telling a guy to light a fire, to burn down someone's field.
Yeah.
So now the Shliach... Shliach has to say, wait a second here. The guy told me to light the fire, but God told me not to light a fire, not to burn down someone else's stuff. So now what do you listen to? So obviously, I'm supposed to listen to Hashem, not to the Talmud of Hashem. Right? So therefore, there's no Shliach. Okay? There are a few steps in that therefore, but... So what's the question? Maybe could we formulate a question? It sounds funny, you know, because there's something missing here. But what's the, could we formulate a problem? Maybe fine. Johnny say basically the problem is that, okay, fine. So the shliach should use this logic. He's supposed to, if he's a rational man, he will say, wait a second here. His Hashem told me not to burn down fields. My friend told me to burn down a field. I better listen to Hashem. Right? Dere Rav, Dere Talmud, Dere Mishomim. But let me ask you, who did he listen to? His friend. Right? He listened to his friend. So bottom line is, he was a shliach. Because who cares what he's supposed to do? Like, Dere Rav, Dere Talmud, Dere Mishomim is like an ethical principle or whatever, philosophical, ethical, whatever you want to call it. But that's just telling me how I'm supposed to act. Fine. But that's not the question here. The question here is, given that he did listen to the Talmud, which is similar what he did. He did listen to the Talmud. It's not so he's an Avarian. He's stupid. He shouldn't have done such a thing. Why is he doing that? What's wrong with him? But he did. That's what he did. So now he did. Now he's a shliach. Now why isn't there a shlichus? Here. I have another question, which is I think a logical problem. Problem is like this. I think it's circular. Okay, there's circular reasoning going on here. Namely, the question is there a shliach l'dvar aveira, right? Which means, is it considered shlichus or is it not considered shlichus, right? Now, let's say it were considered shlichus, right? Let's say it were considered shlichus. So now here, let's try the logic. Devarav devarav Talmud devarav Mishalmim, right? So, the Talmud's telling me to do this. Now, Hashem told me not to do this. Well, where did Hashem say, don't do this? Right? He told me not to burn down a field. Oh, but here I'm acting as a shliach. And it's not my burning down a field, it's his burning down a field. So, it's simply, I'm not doing anything wrong. But every time somebody says, if you have an aveira, you can't do an aveira because a guy tells you to. But if yesh shliach dvar aveira, if you say shliach sheldon kamoso, so I'm not burning down a field, and this doesn't come under this or burning down a field. So it's perfectly fine for me to burn down a field. So this isn't a logic to say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira unless you already know that I can't be a shliach in this matter. And it's considered my action. But then you don't have to give me an argument, then I already know it. So in other words, if I already know Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, then there's nothing to argue. And if I don't know it, it means I'm assuming, like in general, Shulchan Aruch Kamoso. Well, if Shulchan Aruch Kamoso, then you don't even have the argument of Divrei Rav, there is no Divrei Rav here. That's the very thing we're questioning, whether there is a Divrei Rav against burning down the field to the Shlichas. Maybe it's his problem, not my problem. That's a problem.
The Shliach would be fine.
Right, exactly. Is that if you would have said this from Rashi, see, if you would say Shliach, if you would have said Yeshel Dvar Avera, so then the Shliach would be Chayiv and not me. So it wouldn't have been my Avera, so Hashem never told me, then Hashem wouldn't have told me not to do this. So I'm just doing it on my own. So he's telling me to do this thing, and it's wrong for him. That's his problem. That's not my problem. Vis-a-vis me, it's perfectly a mutter thing. I'm not doing an avera. He's his avera. It's not my avera. Right. That's a problem, right? Took me a little while to figure out that problem. I went along one path, and then at some point it hit me, like, wait a second, this doesn't work out. But I think it's a real problem. I mean, I don't think you could, you have to deal with it. I don't think, you know, something to keep in mind. It's certainly something you have to deal with. So if I ask you, how do you know? So we're going to proceed with some more problems. There'll be some more problems with tomorrow or whatever, the next day, whenever it is, we'll try to get some answers. So now I'll ask you another question. Is based upon what do you say, Ein Shliach Dvar Avera? By, like, is this logic? Is this a limud? Is it, like, what's, from the Gemara at this point, what would you say? Is it optional? What's the Gemara saying now? Is it a svara or is it a limud? Pasuk or something? Is it a pasuk? It's a svara, right? I mean, it's a svara. It's saying is, how could you say Shliach Dvar Avera? Are you crazy? Right? It's like the most simple svara. I mean, it's just presenting it because that's it. Right? This is it. It's a fact. You can't say it. It sounds like incontrovertible logic. Really, you should say it, but you can't say it. Okay, now, you may be surprised to find out that there are exceptions. Okay? There are exceptions. There are times... Okay, like the Gemara keeps going. The very next thing in the Gemara. V'had the Tanya, Shliach shlo asa shlichuso, Shliach ma'al. Asa shlichuso, balabayis ma'al. So if you me'ila, if you appoint a Shliach to, whatever, to use your Hekdesh, if I have Hekdesh, and I appoint my Shliach to go start to use it, so it turns out that I am over the Isser of me'ila. Okay, Mi'ila is if you have Hekdesh, something designated Mikdash, and you use it, you nana from it, whatever. So if I use if I Bishogeg, which is going to be a problem, we'll get to that in a second, but Mi'ila is Bishogeg, if I use something which is Hekdesh, so I'm over this, or I'm Chayiv Mi'ila, Karm, whatever. So now let's assume I appoint a Shliach to go and use my Hekdesh. Okay, let's assume I appoint a Shliach. So it says, so the Baal Bayis is Chayiv, because the Shlichus. So the Gemara says, hold on a second. It says, Ki asa shlichus balbayis mi hamal, amai, name ain't shech dvarvera. Because this is an avera, mila is an avera. And here all of a sudden you're saying, right, you're saying is that it's considered as my action, my, the balbayis, not the shlichus action. Why not say, right, different time, different mishalmim, ain't shech dvarvera. So the Gemara says, no. It says, "Shaini mila di alfa chaychait mi truma. Ma truma mashve shliach af truma af mila mashve shliach." So it says, "No, you have a limud. You have a limud, which says that a mila is compared to truma. And since by truma, by hafrashas truma, shlichus works, so too by mila, shliach is going to work." Okay. So, you know, there's a problem. We go further, but in a second. But right away, there's a problem.
Right.
And if there's a logical thing, if you're saying it's illogical to say shlichos here, then you can't have a limud to tell you, just throw out logic. I mean, the limud has to somehow be reconcilable with the logic. But Devar Talmud doesn't sound like an optional, I mean, whatever the idea is, it doesn't sound like the Gemara is saying is this is optional and you could have exceptions to it. I mean, what happened to the logic? Devar Talmud, Devar Mishalmim. But now by Me'ila, all of a sudden I could listen to the Devar Talmud? I mean, that's hard to believe. So, right? So that's a problem. But it gets worse. So the Gemara says, fine, it's a limud by Mi'ila. I'm willing to accept that it's an exception. V'nelef mina, so why don't I learn out from Mi'ila? What? Learn out what? So Rashi says, V'nelef mina, l'chol dvar avera di eshliach. So learn out from there that every single avera has shlichus. Right? Mi'ila is a binyanav. So you see by Mi'ila there's shlichus. Because of a limud, so must be, you have a right to generalize and say, that's always the case by averas. Okay? So the Gemara says he can't, shneksu mankecha, whatever. So you see, the Gemara is willing to entertain now, it's not just some, you could have told me, well, mila is different because truma and cheid, and I don't know, whatever. Give some something why mila is a whole different ballgame. But I mean, the Gemara is at this stage willing to say, so always you say yeshech dvar avera. So now, what about the Rav Talmud? Whatever. Right, I mean, this is not a very good svara if it could just be knocked aside. I mean, so it's true, there's a limud. I understand there's a limud. But, I mean, the limud has to make sense. I mean, if what's... Right, there's a problem.
If it's possible the other way, the Gemara can't just...
Yeah, right, if it's possible, if there are two options, misvara, then what's the svara of the Rishonim? There's no logic, then We don't know. So it must be that there's really no option. That misvara, you have a right to say there are different time and different mishalmim. That's it. So now, what's the how does a limud undermine that? Unless somehow it undermines the logic. But if there's another logic, then how did the Gemara know the logic of mishalmim in the first place? Okay, so that's a good problem, right? Okay, one other problem here. Okay, another problem is Tosos. Okay, so look at Tosos Amai Ma. It's very simple. I'm just going to do the very beginning of it. Okay, Amai Ma Neima In Shliach Dvar Avera. So Tema Ha'al Kochoch Ma'ir B'Shogeg. Even Mezid Like a Mila Dein Mila B'Mezid. So here's a fact: is that if you on purpose use your Hekdesh, that's not called Mila. Mila is only where you do B'Shogeg. You do B'Mezid, that's not called Mila. Okay. The Issa, I mean, not allowed to do B'mezid, but it's not Mila. Mila's only B'shogeg. Okay, so what? So, Imkein, Yishliach Udvar Avera. So, it turns out, it makes good sense to say that there should be Shlichus B'Dvar Avera by Mila. Yilo Shaykh Lamemar, Divarav Dimertan, Divar Mishomim, Kivin Shogeg. Right, because the whole reason why Yishliach Udvar Avera is because of this logic, is who are you going to listen to? Hashem, or your Shli, or your Mishalayach. Right, the Talmud of the Rav. Yeah, but that's assuming you're Mezid, and you know that this is the Divrei Rav and the Divrei Talmud. But now once it becomes a Shogeg, and you don't even realize that this thing is Hekdesh, let's say, so now all of a sudden, now, what am I supposed to do? I don't know that this is Divrei Rav, so I'm just listening to the Talmud, because I don't even know about the Divrei Rav. So then you should say Shliach. Right, so why is the Gemara asking this is a Kasha of Eichel Dvar Avera? Eichel Dvar Avera is contingent upon the idea of Devar Talmud, which is, seems to be dependent upon your knowledge of the thing. Once you don't know, then it would seem the whole logic falls away. Okay? You can read further than Tosi. He brings support that you don't say Devar Talmud when you don't know about it. And basically, Tosi's answers, he works out how it is a type of amazed or whatever. I mean, he doesn't go off of this premise, which is that by Shogeg really, by Shogeg, you wouldn't say Devarav Dimertalmud Devar Mishalmim. And really, you should say Yishlich Dvar Avera if it's Shogeg. You would say Yishliach by Shogeg. But this is really a case where it's sort of mazed. It's complicated in Mila. You could go through it. But that's Tosa's premise. The Ritva argues that, and if you want, maybe we could see it inside, maybe, whatever, hold up. But let me just tell you the basic idea. He holds no. It's across the board. Yishlich Dvar Avera. Yishlich Dvar Avera. Doesn't matter, Shogeg, Mezid, but the whole logic of Ancient Dorver is because there are different times of Mishalmim. So he says, yeah, that's the reason why Ancient Dorver. But the halacha is Ancient Dorver. Like, that's the Tam Adavar. The Tam Adavar, Ancient Dorver, is because there are different times of Mishalmim, which applies only makes sense by Mezid. But Shogeg follows Mezid, and there's Averas, most Averas are Mezid. That's the assumption of Averas Avera. But it's saying is now, you'll tell me Shogeg. But Shogeg is, look, it comes along for the ride, low plug. The Torah set up, Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera. The Tam Hadavar is because Dirav Dira Tam Dever Mishalmim. But the halacha is not contingent upon Dirav Dira Talmud. The halacha is just simply clear cut, Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera, period. Okay, so that's a machlokas between the Ritva and Tosvos. Okay, whether or not you say Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera is an across-the-board halacha, or is only in cases where the logic of Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera applies, namely the Talmud, the Mishomim, namely by Mezid. Okay, by Mezid. So it would be nice if we could keep that in mind. Okay, I mean, you can read the Ritva. Ritva's right on this Gemara. I don't think you're going to miss it. Okay, you can read the Ritva. But, Well, maybe just as an aside, may as well mention that here. So these are basically the problems. So again, so whatever problems here, I'll just review the problems. Then I want to say one other thing. But just to review the problems, our first thing, problem is, what's the whole thing, it doesn't sound very nice. He should listen to the Talmud, to the Rav, but he isn't. Okay, so who cares? So what's the argument altogether? Second question is it's circular, because it's not even Divrei Rav, assuming you say, Shushan the Kamosa. Okay, then the question is going to be, how could you have exceptions to this? You have exceptions to Shlichus Dvar Avera, it doesn't make sense to have an exception. Exception towards the Svara. And not only that, the exception It could have become the rule. The Gemara is willing to say that it would have been the rule if not for the limudim. By the way, if you want to look, I just saw today, I think it was the Shita Lono Delami. I don't know if you, there's a book called that. Okay, they don't know who wrote it though. But Shita Lono Delami, he like kind of asked this question. He basically starts to say, it's true there's a Svara, but who are we to start giving Svaras in this type of area because we have to go by the limudim. It's not on this Gemara, it's on a little bit further, but he tries to address the problem. I mean, I'm saying it in a way that it sounds like it doesn't make sense. It's kind of like what he says, though. So, but I mean, obviously, he's a Rishon. She's not to me. It's something has to be. If you want, maybe he can help you. I'm not sure. And then the other question is this the Machlokes Ritvan Tosfos? Okay. So now let me just say this. Fine. Now put those are the questions I have. So I just want to mention as an aside. Is if you'll ask me, so where, let's say you'd say Yeshech Dvar Avera. Let's say you were to say Yeshech Dvar Avera. What Averas are we talking about here? Okay? Like, let's say I tell somebody to eat pig for me. Okay? Okay? Or to have Bia with Eshesesh for me. Right? So what do you say? So that if you were to say Yishel Dvarvei, it actually turns out, by the way, and we should get to this. I should have mentioned this back on before. It's a machlokas. It's possibly a machlokas. It's possible that Beis Shammai holds Yishel Dvarvei. Okay, so it's not so simple. Yishel Dvarvei on Mem Gimel Med Aleph. I was not sure I had learned Beis Shammai, but it is certainly possible based on Limudim to hold Yishel Dvarvei. Okay. But, now I'll ask you, so let's just say Beis Shammai holds that. So according to Beis Shammai, where does this apply? Does it apply by if I tell a guy to eat pig for me, or have bia with an ishadosh?
There it's action per se, right?
Right, so you'd think, if our logic is sound, what we've been doing so far in the sugya, so it should be certainly not, because this is only talking about, just like by mitzvahs, it should be by averos. That's only talking about by institutions, where the essence of the maisa is an effect, like burning down a field, or perhaps killing, okay, perhaps killing, or stealing, or, you know, something to that effect. Mi'ila is this disgracing, profaning the Ekdesh. But by an action where the Torah says you shouldn't do this action, so then it would seem that this isn't up for grabs. Right? Now, it turns out it's true. It's true, but I don't think... you'll see. So I'll show you the Gemara. The Gemara says... you tell me if you think this is what it's saying or not. But it does. The Gemara does say this. This point exactly, but I don't think it's this one. But you may think it is. So let's see. It says... I'm jumping a little bit here, but... The Gemara says it's all the way on Mem Gimel Mar Aleph. It's the second to last skinny line. It says, Amar Rava. Im Tim Selomar Savar Shammai Shnei Ksuvim Bank Echad Melamdim. Who lo darish, whatever. If he holds Yeshech Dvar Avera, that's how practically it's going to work out. Moda be'omer l'shlucho. He agrees. Everyone, even Beis Shammai agrees. If you tell your shliach, tse ba'ol es ha'erva, ve'chol es ha'chelev, shehu chayev v'sholcha pater. Okay? Definitely everyone agrees that the shliach is going to be chayev if you tell him to have bia or to eat treif, to eat chelev. Why? Shalom atzina b'chol ha'torah kula, zeh nehenev v'zeh mischayev. Because it can't be. It doesn't make any sense. You don't find anywhere in the Torah that this guy is going to have hana via achila, and the other guy, the shliach, the mishaleach, is going to be chayev. Okay, that doesn't make sense. Okay, because since you're having hana, you're chayev. Okay, so you can't say shliach do avera there. So you could argue that's similar to what we're saying, but why not? What's the problem with that? Right. What does that have to do with Hana? I mean, it sounds like, in theory, really, the mechanism of Shlichus should apply here. The mechanism of Shlichus should apply here. And it just doesn't, because since you're getting Hana, sorry, it doesn't work that way, you know? It sounds that way. Right? It sounds like an external thing. According to what we're saying, it's nothing to do with Hana, it's just that's a Maisa Begufo. So maybe you could tie into that so Hana shows that it is a Maisa Begufo. I mean, you could try to wiggle. I don't know. I don't have an answer, but... I mean, it's a problem. And this problem is, it's not my problem. This is a Ketosis problem on the Tosas Red. He brings down, when do you say shel, when do you not? Tosfos Rid is sad. By mitzvah begufo, it doesn't make any sense. By eating matzah, what do you say? Shliach, but I didn't eat matzah. So when my shliach matzah, but I didn't eat matzah. I wants me to eat matzah. So he says, oh, by that logic, by averos also. So you say, by averos, I didn't eat pig, right? I mean, I don't know if he quotes this part of the Gemara exactly, but he just says, the question is just by averos also. So prior to realizing this Gemara, I thought, no, the Ksosis doesn't realize that that's not what's going on here. This is only talking about by certain kinds of averos. It's not talking about all averos, but he must be, but I realize afterwards, it's supposed to be based on this Gemara. It seems like it would be by other averos. Like, what's an example? I just want to think, what would be an example where it's a Maisa, but there's no Ana? Like, by a Maisa Avera, which the Torah is answering, but there's no Ana. Say that, I mean, that's not bad. I mean, let's say by a Shabbos. Malcha Shabbos. So Malcha Shabbos is not the effect. I mean, the idea is that you have to be a Shoves. That you have to be a Shoves. I mean, you could say there's an effect on the Yom HaShabbos, but some of Pshat and Malacha is you shouldn't be a Osei Malacha. You have to be a Shoves. So let's say I have a Shliach to Malacha for me on Shabbos. So according to the way we are learning, of course, you're not going to say Shliach there, because that's, bottom line is, you're the one who's doing Malacha, and you're the one who's not a Shoves. You're doing the malacha, not the mashaleh. The mashaleh sitting in his home at his Shabbos table. You know what I mean? He's not the one who's violating Shabbos. But it would seem from the logic of this Gemara, the Gemara is just saying it's because of the hana. You can't say shliach if one guy's being nana, but in malacha you're not being nana. So it seemed by the logic of this Gemara that if you say yishel dvar aver, you even say it by malacha, right? Only not hana. But according to the way we're learning, that just doesn't make sense. According to what Tosfos Rid is learning, I mean, we're learning Tosfos Rid, so we're in good company. I'm not, but so I don't know the answer to this question. I mean, I've been thinking about it recently, but I don't know. Hopefully, I'll get an answer. But for the time being, I'll leave that one alone. Yeah.